This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I thought Tyler did a nice job. You know, he hit the stubbed his toe on the ground a little bit in that one, and just kind of it made the ball move a little bit left. Perfect other than that. But to see him bounce back on the next kick, especially after getting kind of pushed back into the longer field goal, I thought was really a big step up for him. Obviously, what LeJounte did was awesome. And just to be aggressive, the first punt was a short punt, a tough catch. You know, he ran up there and made it, then he gets yards. And every time he had guys buzzing around him, I thought the blocking was good too, but he made guys miss and got big yards, got touchdown, obviously. He's massive. And then Anthony went in there and did a really good job too. Had the pooch punts, backed up punts that were kind of moving out there, and he fielded those, which are not easy catches. So it was good to see both those guys do well.
John Harbaugh after the game Thursday night talking about some of his special teams performers. And let's face it, for the most part, all in all, a very good night for Ravens special teams.
Huge. And it wasn't even just the individuals who stood out and had moments of brilliance, but I thought the groups overall, the energy with which they played, there seemed to be a connectiveness and understanding. And look, when you have individuals, particularly a punt returner who can run into his own people, get caught in a scramble drill, be stuck in a phone booth and break free, and, you know, switch from Jimmy Olsen clothes to Superman clothes while he's leaving the phone booth, that's gonna help. But I don't think it was just
it's Clark
about
Kent,
that.
Superman.
Yeah,
Clark Jimmy
Kent.
Olsen was the other reporter.
Was the other guy with the Daily Bugle?
Yeah.
So it was really impressive. I thought the units overall played with a sort of intensity, ferocity, and again, like connectiveness that frankly I think's been lacking for a while. Now, I don't want to go overboard because some of those dudes aren't going to make this team and other ones are going to be on the practice squad and some of them are just going to be on the bench and some of them will be on one special teams unit, but not all of them. So I don't want to get carried away, but I think we need to acknowledge that that looked and felt different than 2024 Ravens special teams.
That's exactly it. You don't want to get carried away, but it was such an uncharacteristically poor year across the board for Ravens special teams. It wasn't just Justin Tucker having the worst year of his career. The coverage unit stinks. They got nothing from their punt returner. And John Harbaugh, when he was meeting with the media last week, he was bringing up a story when he was with the Eagles. Like, You got to be a punt catcher before you're a punt returner. They didn't even have a punt catcher last year, where guys just not fielding it when they should have, fielding it when they shouldn't have. And Wester, and John brought up that first return where he got 17 yards. That ability to make something out of nothing, where it looked like he was going to lose yardage on the punt returner, ended up getting 17. They just didn't have any type of dynamic like that out of their punt returner last year, a guy with some upside, a guy with a little bit of juice.
So let me ask you a question. You might think I'm crazy, but based on what we saw Thursday night and how bad punt returns were a year ago, are you bubble wrapping Wester? Like, do you say, okay, we know he can do the job. I don't want him getting hurt in a fake football game. We're not putting you out on punt returns the rest of this preseason.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know if
I'm asking the question, yeah. Like, because that's where guys get hurt. Special teams.
Yeah,
the Keaton Mitchell conversation, maybe, but
I don't think Keaton Mitchell's playing another snap in the preseason.
No, I think I want to have him build off that, and I want him to look. It's this is different than anything he's seen in college, and I want him to get used to these stadiums, these environments. Bigger, stronger, faster guys chasing him down. So no, I'm not like, does he need to play in the third one? I don't know, but I think I'm giving him a healthy workload Saturday night.
I am as well. And if you want to get a little cute in the third one and just say, hey, fair catch every single punt you get. Okay. Maybe you do that, but he's a rookie, a six-round guy.
Just saying, we know how bad it was here.
Sure, I'm with you, and there's definitely something to that, but I would like to see him get more reps.
Coverage teams, what did you think of how they did in this game Thursday night?
I was impressed all the way around. I feel like Chris Horton pressed some buttons with these guys and got through to them in a way that I just didn't see represented last year. I mean, even like, I watched a lot of preseason football this weekend.
Yeah.
And we've seen, even when they were winning games, preseason football is preseason football. It can be really rough. And just even the fact that they weren't drawing stupid penalties, which I feel like we saw. I know I can look at my notebooks from last August and be like, dumb special teams penalty, dumb special teams penalty. Like, what was that? Brain cramp. And that stuff bled into the regular season. And I'm not saying that if you don't do it in August, you absolutely won't do it in September. But I'd rather go in clean. So, no, I was impressed across the board.
Yeah, I was too. And look, now with Longerbeam and Kone being out for the year, those two draft picks probably would have made the roster. You're opening up some spots now on the back end for guys, if they can impress on special teams. Maybe you got a shot.
I'm giving away a little of my six-pack. Reuben Lowry's making this football team, assuming he doesn't get hurt. But, like, that guy has flashed basically every day of practice. They love him, the undrafted kid out of Tennessee, Chattanooga. These two kids getting hurt opens up a spot for Reuben Lowry.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think hopefully that's the back end of the roster.
Yes.
Remains the back end of the roster, because I think it would take some significant attrition to start hearing that name on Sunday.
Sure.
And we
on special teams, maybe.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, in terms of defending passes in the NFL,
and that was going to be the case for Kone and Longerbeam.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying from a special teams aspect, back end of the roster, it opens up spots.
It does. And look, they, especially those kinds of guys, DBs who can help on special teams, who have developmental upside. They seem to be able to find them with some regularity.
Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. They take on the Dallas Cowboys coming up. I think that's Friday night. They take on the Cowboys week two of the preseason. Man, football is closing in on us. It surprises you, Jason. Like, it just comes out of nowhere.
Maybe you.
Yeah, but like,
I understand how the calendar works. Yeah, so it's not, honestly,
every year.
Not much leaps out of the blue and gets me anymore.
Coming up next here on the program, Ravens and between training camp and preseason, six-pack time, Ravens observations. We give you ours next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.